too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Tickets, those very things. I could have never gotten in the florist convention without them.
Then you'd miss out on all the fun.
Oh, fun? Oh, please, I never have any fun at these things. Really, it's nothing but work, work, work.
Then why are you taking your bikini?
Because my luck's got to change sometime. Say, did I tell you that I'm going to give a speech?
No.
Well, I am, and I think it's a pretty good one, too. It's on holiday flower decorations.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. Okay. I just hope that I can keep all those salesmen interested.
Wear your bikini.
Hi, Mr. Furley, what's up?
Hi, Janet's taxi's here.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Furley. Well, I'll see you
tomorrow. Bye, darling. Keep your suit on.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to Santa Barbara for a florist convention.
Florist, mm-hmm. Huh? Well, don't let them get any pollen on you. They'll be buzzing all around you, you know. Get it, honey?
Thank you, Mr. Furley. You make leaving so much easier.
Thank you.
Mr. Furley, what can I do for you?
You don't happen to have any guavas around, do you?
No, I have some bananas.
No, I need a guava for this new diet I'm on. Supposed to turn me into a real powerhouse. I know what you're thinking. I am one already. But a body like this doesn't just happen, you know. I gotta keep working at it.
I think you need to put more men on the job.
Huh?
That's just a joke, Mr. Furley.
Oh. Put more men on it.
Not to worry. It'll come to you.
Oh, well.
Oh, great. God, so do you.
Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Mr. Furley, this is my friend Catherine James. Catherine, our landlord, Mr. Furley.
How do you do?
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Catherine and I went to high school together. We haven't seen each other in years.
Well, I'll leave you two girls to talk. I've got to go downstairs and put more men on the job. See, she doesn't get it either.
Sensational.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I never know how to introduce you. I don't know whether to say Sister Catherine or my friend the nun or...
It's all right, Terry. You did fine.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, oh, gosh, there I go doing it again. Would you just come on in and sit down? Gosh, it's good to see you.
I know.
So, tell me all the news.
Oh, well, I told you my sister Emily's getting married.
Yeah, next week.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd come in ahead of time and talk to Father Sullivan about my master's thesis. He's my advisor.
Oh!
And it gives me a chance to see my family and my friends to have some fun.
Fun?
We are allowed to, you know.
Oh,
Terry, honestly, just because I'm a nun, it doesn't mean I act differently than anyone else.
Of course you don't. Listen, I'm just gonna put on a pot of coffee.
Oh, God bless you. I didn't know.
Uh-oh. Well. I'm Jack Tripper, and who might you be?
Oh, I'm Catherine James. I'm a friend of Terry's.
Well, any friend of Terry's is a friend of mine.
Well, thank you.
Now that we're friends, why don't we get friendly?
Oh, look, Jack.
Oh, I am, and I like what I see.
Don't you ever let a girl get a word in edgewise?
Uh-uh. She might say no. Listen, how about you and me going to a little hot spot I know of? They got a great band, and when you hear the beat, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom.
I don't think so.
Now, I hate noisy places, too. How about a play or a movie?
Well, I...
No, okay, you're a homebody. Fine with me. I like that. I wouldn't mind staying home with a body like you.
Oh, I see you two have met.
Yeah, Kate here is really something.
Yeah, isn't it hard to believe that she's a nun?
No, I'm sorry. Not that you're a nun, but I wouldn't have said all those things had I known you were. But you're not dressed like a nun.
Oh, we don't have to anymore.
Sort of kicked the habit, huh? I'm sorry. I'm saying all the wrong things. Lordy, lordy, no offense.
Jack, relax. You don't have to be on your guard with me.
Oh, that's right, Jack. Just be yourself. Act like you usually do. Scratch that.
Don't. Look, can we start all over? Just forget about that obnoxious, terrible person that was here before, the one with the foot in the mouth, okay?
All right.
Let's start. Hello, I'm Jack Tripper.
Catherine James, and I'm happy to meet you.
Me too, okay. Now that that's settled, what can we do to entertain you?
Oh, well, I've been away for quite some time, so what I'd really like to do is see some of my favorite places.
Oh, gee, I'm gonna be busy at the hospital, so
I'm not busy. I would love to show you around.
Oh, thanks,
yeah.
Jack. Are you sure you don't mind?
Would I lie to you?
Okay.
I'll get that.
Hi, Jack. I got a fantastic double date lined up for us tonight. And I borrowed this convertible. A real love mobile.
Larry.
I can't. I'm too excited. It'll be Greedy Gretchen for me. And she's got this friend that, well, let me put it this way. Do you have an asbestos shirt?
Jack. Oh, you guys want some coffee?
Just for me. My friend is leaving.
Oh, okay.
Larry. Get it. You got your own action. Okay, you can bring her. You can have the back seat.
She's not that kind of girl.
Then dump her. Gretchen's friend is.
You don't understand. She's a nun.
Who is?
The girl you just saw.
Look, Jack, if you don't want to go, just say so. I'll understand.
Larry, I...
But don't insult my intelligence with a ridiculous line like that.
Here you go. Terry will be right
out. Oh, thank you. Well, listen, have a seat.
Thanks.
Let's talk about this sightseeing tour, your favorite places, huh? Where would you like to start? Church, museum, mission?
I was thinking more of Disneyland.
So was I!
Oh,
it's a small world after all, isn't it?
It's a small world!
You know that too? Morning, Terry. Catherine here yet?
No, not yet. Oh, Jack, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you showing her around yesterday.
Oh, hey, it was my pleasure.
You know, she enjoyed being with you, too. She likes you.
Really?
Yeah, she loves your sense of humor.
You know what she told me?
Mm-mm.
She said that I was more fun than a barrel of monks. Catherine, come on in. You know what I thought we'd do today? I thought we'd go to the observatory. How about that?
Oh, fudge.
Catherine, I'm shocked.
I'm sorry. I have to cancel our plans for today.
Double fudge. How about tomorrow?
Good. Is Terry around?
Yeah, she's right in the kitchen.
Okay, thanks.
See you later.
Okay. Hi, Catherine. Do you want some breakfast?
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh. So... how's it going?
Oh, I'm going to be busier than I thought.
How come?
Well, I told you about the thesis I'm writing.
You mean about the nuns who leave the convent and then get married?
Yes, and I thought I was finished. But my advisor thinks I should include some other points of view.
Like what?
Well, like people outside the church, ordinary men and women.
Why don't you ask Jack?
No, I think it might embarrass him.
Why?
Well, you saw the way he acted when he found out I was a nun.
Oh.
This is a very heavy subject.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Listen to this letter I received from an ex-nun. I'm going to include it in my thesis.
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah? Sure. Uh-huh, okay. Okay, I'll tell her. Goodbye.
I'm leaving the convent. I never thought I would do such a thing. But I've just met a man who's shown me what it is to feel alive. He's kind, warm, and, understanding. And best of all, he has the most wonderful sense of humor. A man who can make me laugh like that is a man I want to spend the rest of my life with. What's the matter? Jack, you look like you've seen the devil.
I probably will.
What happened?
Nothing. I just tried to hang up and I missed.
How?
Oh, hi, buddy. I thought we'd take in a movie tonight. Is there anything you'd like to see?
A nun is in love with me.
Sounds kinky. Where's it playing?
Larry, you don't understand. Catherine is a nun.
Oh, come on. Don't start that again.
It's the truth.
All right, well, she doesn't look like a nun. What is she, undercover?
Larry, it's no joke. I heard her telling Terry that she wants to leave the convent and spend the rest of her life with me.
Thin ice, Jack. You don't want him coming down on you.
What?
Well, you know, lightning, thunderbolts.
Would you be serious?
Oh, look, Jack, come on. It's got to be a mistake. Why don't you talk to her? Clear it up.
You're right. It's got to be a mistake. You're right. Catherine, could I see you out here for a second?
I will see you later.
No, Larry, wait.
No. This is strictly between you, her, and...
Yes, Jack.
Catherine, I couldn't help but overhear what you were telling Terry.
And?
And I think we ought to have a talk, please.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that. Well, then, how would you feel about marrying an ex-nun? I mean, do you think you could treat her like a normal person?
No.
Why?
Why? Well, look... Catherine, you've got to face it. A nun doesn't know anything about the outside world. See? When she meets someone who's handsome, witty, an all-around good guy, naturally she'll think she's in love, but she's not. It's just a temporary infatuation.
Jack, I'm talking about real and lasting love.
There's no such thing!
If you want to go see Father Sullivan, we had better go now.
Okay, he's advising me on this.
Oh, I hope so.
And then we have to discuss the wedding.
The
wedding. Bye, Jack! Bye!
You better fix that!
Jack, I heard everything. You were right. She's not even waiting for advice. She's planning the wedding.
How can I make her get over me?
You gotta make her think that you're a loser.
Yeah, okay.
A zero. Uh-huh. A zilch. An absolute nothing.
How do I do that?
Shouldn't be too hard.
Good.
You'll make her think that you're a hopeless drunk.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
What do we do?
Okay, we'll go to a bar. All right?
Okay.
Well, hi, Catherine. Come on in.
Hi, Larry. Is Jack here?
I'm afraid not. Poor guy.
Poor guy? What's that?
Huh? This? Oh, this I, Oh, darn. I try to hide this from you. It's Jack's. You dragged it out of me.
I don't understand.
He started drinking it again.
Again?
Yeah. And he was doing so well. Why, here. Read this.
Dear friends, I fell off the wagon again, and I hate myself.
See what I mean?
I am not worthy of anyone's friendship or love.
He's right about that. I wish we could help him.
Don't try to help me. The only help I want comes from a bottle, Chuck's Bar and Grill. Yours unworthily, Jack.
Poor guy.
Larry, you've got to take me there.
Hey, you don't need to make reservations. Chuck's is kind of laid back.
I'm calling my dad. Captain James, please.
What, is he in the army?
Oh, he's a policeman. Hello, Father. Look, can we discuss the wedding plans later? Well, I've got to meet a friend down at Chuck's Bar and Grill. Oh, come on, Father, you think every place is a dive. Oh, don't worry, I'll be careful. I'll see you later.
Let's go while there's still time.
Oh. Hi, Larry.
Nobody's home.
Listen, I got paint all over my hands. You wouldn't know if there's a bottle of turpentine up here, would you?
I think Jack drank it.
Drank it?
No.
Warm in here, don't you?
Look, I don't care if you drink it or wear it, as long as you pay for it.
Okay, thank you.
I'll get you another one.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
See? Look at him. Hopeless, drunk. He's too far gone to save now. We better go.
We can't leave. Oh, he needs love and understanding more than ever now.
If you need any help, I'll be outside in the car with the motor running.
Jack? I found your note.
Oh, my God, I'm so ashamed. I never remember you see me like this. It's about time!
Poor Jeff.
I don't want your pity. Now that you've seen me how I really am, you might as well leave.
Abandon you? Oh, I'll never do that.
Never? Bartender, I'll have a double.
Oh, look, look, there he is.
Oh, my gosh, he must be drunk. He's with a girl.
Mr. Furley, honey, I think you better let me handle this, okay?
All right, I'll be at the bar.
All right. Jack, what's going on? What are you doing in a place like this with a woman like that?
Oh, no, wait a moment.
Oh, get lost, sister. Come on, Jack, let me get you out. Oh, Jack, my God, it must be true. You smell like a brewery.
Look, don't bother the customers.
Why, hey, what?
Who's she? Crazy Annie. She's always looking for a free drink.
Jack, I'm not leaving here until I get some answers, and that's that.
You'll never find the answer in the bottom of a bottle, Annie.
Listen, you.
I told you once, lady.
Hey,
now, come on.
Listen, you big goon. I don't want you giving him any more to drink, okay?
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
And what do you want?
Nothing.
I don't need you. I don't need anybody. All I need is this.
No!
All right, no, that's it for you.
Wait, what?
Catherine, you're wasting your time. I'm no good.
Father!
Father, where's his collar?
What?
I gotta talk to you. Listen, I don't know what Catherine's told you about me, but I'm Jack Tripper, you see, Father?
I'm not your father.
Well, I know I don't belong to the same church, but
we gotta get out of here. We have to discuss the wedding arrangements.
Wedding? Wait, wait, there can't be any wedding.
What?
No, it's a mistake. She's choosing a bum for a husband.
You can't talk about my Emily like that.
Emily, I'm talking about Catherine. She wants to leave the convent and marry me.
What?
Are you out of your mind? Cut it out or I'll call the cops.
I am the cops.
Drinks are on the house.
Jack, where did you ever get an idea like that?
That's what you told Terry in the kitchen this morning. I heard you.
Oh, no, I was reading a letter from an ex-nun that I'm using in my thesis.
Thesis?
Uh-huh.
But the wedding.
Oh, that's my sister, Emily.
Oh, now I understand. So your father isn't really your father.
What?
No, I mean you're a father, but not a father-father.
Here you are, folks.
I can sure use a drink.
Oh, now that that's settled,
I can
really...
No more drinks!
No,
you...
Hold that!
Janet, how long are you going to stay mad at me?
Crazy Annie, huh?
Annie, I mean Janet.
Yeah.
Can I just...
God. Hiya, Jack. Where have you been?
I've been trying to get Catherine to change her mind about marrying me.
Marrying you? But she's a nun.
I know that.
Then why would she
want... You don't understand anything.
Oh. Hiya, Janet. How was the convention?
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
What's the matter?
How would you like to be called Crazy Annie? And have people thinking that you were a drunk? And have some big beluga pick you up? Look, I was only trying to help him. I swear I was only trying to help him. This guy picks me up, throws me over his shoulder. I'm yelling, I'm screaming. He tosses me right out in the street. What do you say to that?
Keep away from florist conventions.
You don't understand anything, Terry. I can't believe this. You don't understand anything.
I'm going back to the psycho ward where people make sense.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.